Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jennifer Sutherland, Travis Boylat, Ali Chilov, Berlin Kofoed, Agnieszka Bogdan, Curtis Y. Takahashi, Emily James, Alex Bernier, Nana, Yali Blue, Evelyn Skidmore, Ori Griffin, Melissa Coetzel, Izzy Edmonds, Laiska, Alex, Gray G, Benjais Coes, Erin Graham, Rebecca McVeigh. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Well, that's the Trexel alarm, so that was a good lie-in. But time to get on with the day and deal with him. Wait, is that slurry? Something's wrong. Something's changed.
Warning, room control's overridden. Safety protocol's disabled.
Good morning,
ooh,
David.
Oh, Hartro! It's review day. Okay. Right, review day. Yes, Hutra, where are you?
Well, I'm everywhere today, David. I've created something special for you in Trexel.
What?
Special is never good.
Whoa, what's going on in here? David, what's happening and what have you done?
I am trapped in a glass cylinder. This is new.
A lot is happening, Hartro. What surprise is this?
Hello, boys, and welcome.
Hartro, what is going on? Why am I in a cylinder? I am not a vial of liquid, no matter how much you say.
Calm down. Any struggle will not get you out.
I am calm! I'm so calm!
I have received the quarter cycle sales report.
I assume it's great.
Oh, dear.
Millions of sales.
No.
100 million sales. I'm going to say 10 hundred million sales.
You would be wrong.
Okay, 100 million
no.
sales. 100 sales.
No.
10 sales.
No.
Lower. Three sales.
No.
A sale. Cartro, surely a sale. We convinced one client that we were their god. Who doesn't buy from their god?
Trexel, you had zero sales.
Zero sales? I thought you were supposed to be an expert.
This seems at both times unlikely and also fits in with a pattern I felt I've established.
Cognitive dissonance detected. Security alerted.
I am now forced to deliver terminal motivationics. I have to admit, I will find some pleasure in this.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
It's not a good... It doesn't sound good. It has the word terminal in it.
I like to refer to it as the gauntlet.
Ooh! Oh, that does sound fun.
No, David, I'm not sure this is a good thing.
Yes, I would like to try to take the gauntlet.
Well, David Seven, I'm glad you're excited because it starts
the gauntlet.
With you.
Okay, good. Oh, what's happening to the slurry machine? There's slurry everywhere!
The gauntlet has begun!
It's really hot! Ow!
Thank goodness I'm protected from all this molten slurry by this big glass tube!
At the moment, Trexel, but you see, I've rigged the slurry machine to spew hot lava onto the office floor. And you, Trexel, need to save David Seven.
But I'm in this tube. Well, I mean, why would I bother?
Well, because eventually, if you look above you, there's a giant hole at the top of your tube. David Seven, if he does die because you can't save him,
no,
the lava will come up and go into your tube.
Oh,
so look sharp.
I've now decided that I must save you, David. What do I need to do to save David? Absolutely just David.
At your feet, you will see six children's wooden blocks. And on their surface, they have either a letter or a number. You need to arrange them and stack them in the correct order to save David Seven's life. Go, 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 go!
Trexel, let's consume my bed.
Okay.
Let's consume my bed.
Quick question. Is there a child present that can solve these children's blocks?
You, Trexel, you're the child.
Okay, I'm going to get into the mindset of a child.
Hardly a big leap.
Okay, I'm small, I'm alone, I've been locked in a dark room, and it isn't helping. What could it possibly be? I need a clue, Hartro. I'm just stacking the blocks up now.
Trexel, are there letters on the cube?
Yes, there are letters on the cube.
Okay, rearrange them, and maybe they'll make some sort of code word or password.
Okay, please stop shrieking. I can't think. Okay. You can do this, you can do this. The letters are V, A, D, I, D, and there's also the number 7.
Okay,
what could it mean?
Trexel!
Likelihood of clone death, 65%.
Trexel, I think it's my name.
Okay.
Trexel, David Seven.
Okay, let's
David
try it like
Seven.
This. It's Avid with 2D 7.
Trexel, David
try
Seven.
Try it.
Okay, I'm trying it.
See if it works.
I'm trying it. No, that's not right. Okay.
70%.
I'll do this. Okay.
It's David Seven.
It's Vid. Ad. Vidad. Vidad Seven.
David Seven.
No, that's not all.
David's getting a bit hot under the collar over there.
Oh, shit.
I've got it. Everybody calm down. I've got it. If I turn this 7 over, it's an L and it's Lavid with 2 Ds.
Trexel, David Seven.
80%.
This is impossible, Hartro. You're just murdering us at this stage. I need a clue.
You've done it to yourself.
This check is really thin. It's David Seven, Trexel. The answer is David
and what
Seven.
What could it be?
Wait.
What could it be?
David, are you trying to tell me something?
Yes, the answer is David Seven.
No, I know the answer can come from David Seven.
No,
tell me, David.
The answer is David Seven. There are 6 blocks.
Yes?
D-A-V-I-D. Seven.
There's no block with oo on it, David. That's ridiculous.
85%.
D-A-O-I-D. Seven.
You've just moved the block, David. This still doesn't work. There's not enough blocks.
David Seven. D-A-V-I-D. Seven.
D-A-I-V. No, I've got that wrong.
D-A-V-I-D. Seven.
D-V. Come on.
90%.
D-A-V-I-D. Seven.
Let me push this button right here. Alleviate some of that laugh for you.
Likelihood of clone death returning to normal levels. 50%.
And I'm going to lift your tube, Trexel.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad to be out of the tube, but I miss its security.
Well, don't worry. There's more fun times planned.
Is there any more to... the gauntlet!
Oh, yes, yes, plenty more.
Half my onesie's burned off.
Clone buns detected. Security alerted.
David.
What?
David, you're exposed. David, I'm
going... Find something, please.
I'm going to tear off the hem of mine, because as much as I don't want to interfere with my suit, we don't need this in our lives.
Okay.
Hang on.
I mean, what even is that?
Just put this on as some sort of...
Loincloth.
Loincloth.
Yeah.
To cover your loins.
Loins covered.
Further clone loinery will not be tolerated.
I think that's a nice look for the gauntlet.
It's very sort of tribal. You know what?
Oh.
I'm here with you, David.
Dear Bord.
Joined in tribal dress.
Unwarranted and unwanted. Security alerted.
What is the next dangerous gauntlet thing?
Well, lucky for us all... Trexel, you need to put on the winner's jacket.
Oh, well, you know what? This is the kind of game I like. This is a jacket
that's
suspended in the air.
Okay.
Oh, it's got some sort of hanger and a rope.
Leave that in.
Leave the hanger in?
Yes, please.
Trexel. Trexel, no, I think the jacket is going to winch you into the air. I think it's part of the gauntlet.
David, I don't think that's the case. I've successfully solved the puzzle and completed the first challenge, and as a thank you, in good faith, I'm being given a winner's jacket, which, given that I've torn off most of my clothes to make this loincloth, which seemed fun at the time, but now my top half, a little bit chilly, I'm actually quite thankful for. Thank you, Hartro. Thank you for this jacket.
You're welcome. Make sure you button it up.
Okay, will do. Okay, so David...
Well, it covers his nipples up, so I can't argue with that, but this is a terrible idea and you shouldn't do it.
Well, we will see. Won't we, David?
Yes, we will.
Okay, we will.
Okay, put it on,
right,
then.
Okay. Just button this up here.
Nice and tight.
A very nice style. Cut just for me. Thank you very much. Wow!
Oh, welcome to the ceiling of fear.
I'm at the ceiling, and it's called ceiling of fear, which doesn't sound good.
Who could have thought that this might happen?
Archer, what's happening?
Oh, you're just up in the ceiling of fears where you will hear all the criticisms that you justly deserve, that you should have been told your whole life, and now they will all be coming upon you all at the same time right now. Right now.
Oh, what? Oh.
Oh, no, that's harsh. That is unproven.
Hartrow, is he just up there forever, or is there something I can do to solve it?
Oh, yes. I forgot that part. I was enjoying the show.
No, I know. I mean, this is pretty good, honestly. This is. I like this part of the gauntlet, but, you know.
Would you like to try to save him?
Tough call detected. Security, sympathetic.
Is there a puzzle to solve?
Okay, no one proved that.
Well, I've got some statues you see there. They're being lowered onto the floor and... There you go.
Okay.
If you take those statues and you put them on the plinths that are now being revealed around the room...
Oh, right, okay.
In the right order.
Okay, so the plinths, level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
That was the one time!
6... Okay, these statues all look the same. I mean, just gonna have to... Right, okay, well,
No.
No one could have possibly have seen that.
Okay.
Sorry, David, it just doesn't seem to be working.
David, please. David, this is a lot more unpleasant than I thought it would
be. Are you crying, Trexel?
A little bit.
Okay, Trexel, well, you know, I'm really stumped here, so maybe you can try and solve one of these. Look, here's a statue for you.
Ow!
Ooh, right in the
David,
loincloth.
My arms are very much pinned up in this jacket, so...
Oh, dear. Well, I'll just pick it up off the floor where you dropped it and... Hang on a minute, there's an R on...
Oh.
Wait.
It's... The word is regal.
Okay, that's got 5 letters
the
and there's 6...
The word is reveal. No, sorry, revel.
Nope, well, that first one was correct and that second one was wrong. So there's a... Okay, there's an R.
This is so much fun.
Oh, there's an X.
No, my mother used to say
okay,
that.
Well, there's not really many words with an X. It's T-R-E-X.
Excellent! It's excellent, David!
Probably, that's not got a...
I think he thinks it's excellent.
No, there's no R in excellent, Trexel.
Excellent!
Okay, that's not a word, Trexel.
No, not a word!
And there are a lot more than... Okay, right, so Hartrow, it's Trexel, right?
Right.
That's too simple, David!
The last clue was David 7.
So she couldn't possibly do that twice. It's like putting A for every answer in a test. You do an A, B, C, A, B, C. That's how I passed all my exams.
You know what, Trexel? You're right. I really need to think about this
one. Think about it, David.
Yeah, I will.
You don't want to get it wrong.
No,
if you get it wrong, absolutely nothing happens. He just stays up there longer.
Oh, no.
But you wouldn't want to get it wrong just because...
It's just really a shame, isn't
it?
Yeah,
your pride, really.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
Hartrow?
Yes?
This terminal motivationics,
please,
right?
Please, David.
The gauntlet.
The gauntlet, yes. This is very elaborate. How did you... Did you break in and build this?
What?
This wasn't just all in the room, right? The room changed, right?
Easy now, easy.
Yes. I mean, obviously the rooms change. I'm changing the room. I'm in control of the room. I have...
So you came... You built this?
My arms are going numb.
Okay, you might want to start doing are you going to do your job there, David 7?
Oh, no, fine, yeah.
Do you want to go onto the Ceiling of Fears, David
7? My feet have gone numb, but I think that's unrelated.
No, I don't. So I'm going to just put this T-R-E-X-E. Trexel?
Yes?
I've got T-R-E-X-E. What do you think is going on the last pin?
Put the T at the end again.
Okay, right. Lorexit. Yep.
That's not it.
No, I've got it. It's Trexel. It's Trexel, David.
Well, you're a genius, Trexel. Incredible.
Please put the statue there.
Right, I'll just swap these round. And T-R-E-X-E-L Trexel.
Consultant released. What a shame.
Ah, this jacket betrayed me. Get off me. Get off me, you betraying demon. Oh, but the cut is quite nice. I'm just going to try it back on one more time.
Okay,
David, I think you might have to just put that... statue out and just put it back in again.
Pick up an R.
Yeah.
Yep, down it goes.
Oh!
No.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. I think I'd look good in that. Let me just pop that back.
Trexel, put the jacket down!
What?
Put the jacket down!
Could I take it off the hanger and keep it?
I think you'll find that you might be busy right now.
Busy how?
Is this a third gauntlet?
Yes, it is the third gauntlet, the best and the last.
Okay.
I like to call this one the Buzzsaw of Contrition.
Okay.
It would appear that our feet have suddenly become clamped to the floor. Is this a good sign, David?
There is a saw. There is a saw.
I can't see a saw.
Look there.
Where?
There.
Where?
Right there.
Sorry, I had my eyes closed. Where?
Right, open your eyes, look where I'm pointing.
Oh, that's a...
The large saw.
There's a buzzsaw coming out of the wall.
That
cannot be up to health and safety standards.
No.
Let me check the manual.
You've got the...
Imogen.
You'll find nothing in the manual,
Imogen, show
Trexel.
Me the manual. Search, find, buzzsaw.
Searching safety manual for buzzsaw. Error. Safety manual not found.
Well, there's nothing in the rule book, so I'm going to allow it. Play on!
Okay, right.
Drexel, you have been the bane of my life.
Thank you.
You have everything handed to you like
closer.
A little morsel on a plate.
Morsels.
Hartrey!
Just an idiot stumbling through the life.
What's
getting
the solution, Hartrey?
Every single thing that you want, and you don't have to work for anything, whereas some of us have to try.
I'm yet to hear a criticism.
I'm not with him! What's the
you
solution?
You come
Hartrey?
As a pair,
no,
David.
No, I'm not
Seven.
With him! He's with. He disappeared out.
David, are you trying to abandon me in my hour of need?
Yes!
I just want to say. I won't miss you when you're
gone. Not like this. I can't go like this. Please.
Hartrey.
Please, Hartrey.
Hartrey.
Please.
Hartrey, can I just speak to you for a moment?
You can try, but I'm so far gone.
Hartrey, how long have we known each other? How long have we known each other, Hartrey?
Years. Painful years.
Painful years. And we've
please,
always
Hartrey.
Seen it through together.
We've never.
Please,
I've
Hartrey.
Hated you the whole time.
Every day I've been there for you.
You have not. You've been there like a pimple on my butt.
When you've been sad, when you've been having a tough day, you turn around and who's there?
Try to bite with his locks.
You, but not for any longer, Drexel. Not for any longer.
Unsanctioned maniacal intent detected. Likelihood of clone death, 100%. Levels unacceptable.
Remember that time I organized a picnic but then didn't invite... No, you wouldn't know that because I didn't invite you. Remember that time when you banned me from the parties and then they got better? That was all me!
Revenge is so sweet and it's going to be painful for you.
David, I've done my best, but my powers of persuasion have not worked. It appears,
please.
David, we are going to die. You know what? It's kind of sad. Given all we've survived
You're
over the weeks...
You're very calm. You are very calm right now. Why are you so calm?
Because, David, I am always incredibly drunk.
Oh, that explains so much. Please, just not like this. I'll take the blender, for goodness sake, then I'm going to die with Drexel.
Goodbye, boys.
No!
David, I wouldn't worry. Things tend to just work out in the end.
That's not how life works.
Room controls reasserted. Safety protocols enabled.
There you go.
What? What? I know I'm alive, but I am so angry right now.
I told you, David, it always works out in the end.
No! No! My buttons, they're not working. What's going on?
I think you've been locked out, Hartrey.
Imogen, bring me back online. Start the gauntlet. Imogen, start the gauntlet. What's going on?
Line manager command control revoked. Rescanning room systems. All systems contaminated by Standards terminal worms.
Standards? Why are Standards getting involved in... Oh, it's old David Seven's favourite of Standards,
no.
Is it?
What?
That turn
will.
The buzzsaw back on. I don't want to live if I'm not the centre of attention.
I can't turn it on.
Right, well, unfortunately, Trex, it looks like we're just alive. But, Hartrey, did you just... You straight up just tried to kill us.
There wasn't a solution to that puzzle. It was just murder.
I know. So, you deserved it. It was my time. It was my time.
To do a murder?
To get rid of you once and for all.
David, let me have this. I know how to deal with people.
Goodness.
Hartrey, you okay, hun?
Don't you hun me, Drexel.
No, you misunderstand. I mean like Attila the honeybee. That big bee that conquered China.
Why won't my saw work?
Hartrey, I think you might just... Imogen showed me some really nice lessons on the console. The sort of mindfulness therapy. It helps you really work with a lot of stressful situations.
And I found an abandoned room that you could just hit old metal with a bat, and that helps me.
Right.
This is the only thing that was going to help me.
So does that mean that just from now on in, we've got a murderous line manager that's going to try and kill us every week?
Yes, I'll get you. Oh, mark my words, I'll get you next time, boys.
Comms link terminated.
Oh. Well, she's gone now.
So we're just like something now? Standards have done a something and
David,
we're gonna go elsewhere.
This is uncharted territory. We've only just been put in sales, and now apparently everybody wants to kill us again
terrible at sales.
I'm excellent at sales, and I should know. I'm me.
No, you did zero sales. We did zero sales
because of
your 10-step program to sales succination.
David, we did no sales together as a team, and at the end of the day, isn't that the most important thing of all?
No, it's doing sales so we don't have Hartrey who tries to literally murder us.
But at the end of the day, if somebody isn't trying to murder you for your poor performance and how it hurts them, then surely you're not doing anything right.
This is my second vector of murder. I now have two methods of murder.
More murder than you can handle, and that's what you get at Stella Firma. More murder than you can get to stick around.
So, what, are we just going to argue in this room together? Or, you know, what's going to be happening?
Contamination critical. Room cleanse impossible. Enacting plan B.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartrope Pilts was played by Jenny Halfeck. The episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.